This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Lynn Neary.
The Department of Homeland Security has raised the terrorism threat level for rail and mass transit systems, but not for airlines. The move comes in the wake of this morning's bombings in London, in which at least 33 people were killed. More than 350 were wounded. A group called the Secret Group of Al-Qaeda's Jihad in Europe claimed responsibility for the bombings, but the statement, which was posted on a website, could not be independently confirmed. Senator Barbara Boxer, a California Democrat, joins me now. Thanks for being with us this morning, Senator. What effect do you think today's attacks in London will have on the United States?
It should have an impact. It should be another horrific reminder that we have not done enough to protect our transit systems, our ports, our landmarks, nuclear power plants, chemical plants, water systems. And we have been warned. And it seems that this administration, and I have to say this Congress, just doesn't take it seriously enough. We have passed bills continually through the Senate Commerce Committee. They don't make it out of the Senate. Once we got a bill out of the Senate, and the House never took it up on rail security. So we have a lot to do.
Now, the Department of Homeland Security has raised the terror alert level for mass transit systems, but not for airlines. Are there other steps you think we should be taking at this moment?
Well, what I'm talking about, taking the steps that will put the safety systems in place. It's one thing to raise an alert, and we all become more alert, but it's another thing to have systems in place so that people can't walk onto a rail station and toss a bomb in an open garbage can, and there's no security people there to watch. I visited railroad stations throughout California where there's not even any fencing around the rail station, and there are little things that we can do, and we haven't done them yet because we can't get these bills through the Congress, and these local officials simply don't have the funding required.
So the concerns need to be shifting now, you're thinking, to mass transit systems.
Well, I've said it all along. The first bill that I supported was in 2001, the Rail Security Act, and it made it out of the Senate Commerce Committee, and that's it. It never did anything else. Now we have a bipartisan bill for rail and port security that I hope will move. We did get that out of the Senate last year, and the House never took it up. So this isn't something that is coming today. We have been warned. We were warned after Madrid. Certainly 9/11 was the huge wake-up call. And, you know, we took our eye off bin Laden. This administration went into Iraq. That's fueling terrorism. It's making us less safe. And I'm extremely concerned, and I have been since 9/11, that we are not placing a high enough priority on protecting our infrastructure and all of our transit systems.
And just quickly, Senator, have you seen security stepped up on the Hill today?
Well, I'm in California today. I'm on my way to give a speech in honor of former Congressman Robert Matsui. We're dedicating a courthouse. And I know that the threat level has been raised by Mr. Chertoff, whom I greatly admire. He is the head of Homeland Security for rail and for Amtrak and for subways. But again, raising the alert is one thing. Putting in place the systems to protect our people is quite another.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Certainly.
Senator Barbara Boxer of California.